joining us as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. This morning, in particular, we're looking at the communion glory which the members of the invisible church have with Christ in this life. And so we see that we don't just have the glory to come. Now, the full enjoyment of it is to come. And so, as we shall see in these next series of questions, there is an unfolding participation in that glory, but even now we participate in Christ's glory in this life. What is the communion and glory with Christ which the members of the invisible church enjoy in this life? The members of the invisible church have communicated to them in this life the first fruits of glory. The members of the invisible church have communicated to them in this life the first fruits of glory with Christ, as they are members of Him, their head, and so in Him are interested in that glory which He is fully possessed of, and as an earnest thereof enjoy the sense of God's love, peace of conscience, joy in the Holy Ghost, and hope of glory. As, on the contrary, sense of God's revenging wrath, horror of conscience, and a fearful expectation of judgment are to the wicked the beginning of their torments, which they shall endure after death. And so, as we see, this life is preparatory for the life to come, whether you are a member of the invisible church or not. But obviously, what that participation is differs. So the members of the invisible church have communicated to them in this life. So again, let's remember, who are the members of the invisible church? It's those whom Christ has redeemed and been united to Christ by the Holy Spirit. They are members of the invisible church, all who have been baptized and brought into the fellowship of the visible church are members of the visible church. So you can be a member of the visible church, but not the invisible church. And as Cyprian said, there are many wolves within and many sheep without. It is possible to be a member of the invisible church, but not a member of the visible church. Yet, we are to see that as an unusual thing and not something to be relied upon. So, the members of the invisible church have communicated to them in this life. So again, these are not things that just happen. The Holy Spirit communicates Christ to them in this life. So the first fruits of glory with Christ. So even now we are participating in the glory that He has seated at the right hand of the Father. But just the first fruits thereof. As they are members of Him, their head. So as you are a member of Christ, so you participate in His glory now. So in Him are interested in the glory which He is fully possessed of. So Christ has it in full, we have it in part. Even when we were dead in our trespasses, He made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So even now you are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. And so we have this earnest thereof, as in a deposit, a down payment. We have the first bits of it. And so we enjoy the sense of God's love. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us, and who has also put His seal on us and given us His Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. So the Spirit in believers is that earnest, that guarantee. So we have peace of conscience, joy in the Holy Ghost, hope of glory. And so we have that ongoing hope, Christ in us, the hope of glory, as Paul says in Colossians. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him we have also obtained access by faith into His grace, in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And so we have peace with God, peace of conscience. We have joy in the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is in us, and therefore granting unto us life and peace and joy in Christ. And we have this glory even now. So that is what the members of the invisible church have in this life. But those who are outside of Christ, outside of the invisible church, in this life, have a sense of God's revenging wrath, have a horror of conscience, have a fearful expectation of judgment, because this is just the beginning of their torments, in which they shall endure forever. Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear, but you shall bear it. Saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood, they said, what is that to us? See to it yourself. But a fearful expectation of judgment, and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. And so as we see that there are but two options, joy in the Holy Ghost, increase of grace, perseverance thereunto the end, because you have been translated from the domain of darkness to the kingdom of the beloved Son by the Spirit uniting you to Christ, and thus you have all this earnest, this first fruits, and then we see that the rest continue in their sins and have but a fearful expectation of judgment. Thank you for joining us. Join us next time as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. Thank you, and God bless.